Minnesota pork producer Randy Spronk, a member of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Executive Committee, recently spoke at the 7th Annual U.S.-China Swine Industry Symposium, which focused largely on African swine fever. He has more details on the event in this USMEF report.
We had a presentation on really basic biosecurity, the experience that we've had in the United States, starting with pseudorabies back in the 80s to PRRS and PED, and how our basic on-farm biosecurity has changed to be able to stop viral movement because of trucks moving or personnel moving, the processes and procedures that we actually utilize to be able to stop disease. There's some things that I do as an owner to make things inherently biosecure. In other words, it's investment in capital. It's how you've designed the barns. It's how you've laid out your facility and how you're actually managing your farm. Also an investment in trailers that can be washed and cleaned. At Spronk Brothers, we have sets of trailers. One is only for the sow farm. Another one is internal to move feeder pigs. And obviously another one is butcher hogs. They are not washed in the same wash bay. They're separated. So sometimes by overarching design, you can prevent disease. And I think there's some things in China that they need to be able to change. You know, there was an effort within China to actually move their production from backyard to modern swine facilities. That was before ASF. Because of ASF, now there's actually a move to place the pigs and the slaughterhouses within provinces. They've had an imbalance from where pigs are raised to where the slaughterhouses were. So I think they're attempting to correct that.
Spronk feels the information shared at the symposium can benefit the pork industry worldwide.
Really interesting presentations from Europe, where they've had the experience of ASF 40 years ago, talking with a producer from Portugal that had firsthand experience, and it was good to have him make commentary on the biosecurity that we utilize. So very important that from the EU to Asia to the United States, North America, that we actually share information when you have a disease such as ASF, which is so devastating.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.